This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I hate the winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried, it's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Blink three times when you feel it kicking in. That's
we'll be right back.
Hey, where are you going?
Keep your mouth clean of my name. Cause when the chips are down,
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Things are not much like I thought of. I watched it turn from spring to autumn. And even before he left, it was time for a change. All his friends, they think I'm crazy, but they're wrong, 'cause I ain't lazy. And I ain't sitting here looking for something to drink. I want a new love.
Thank you. Puisses-tu vivre jusqu'à ta mort. Je te verrai dans une autre vie.
And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Happy New Year to you. This is Anit, the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tusfee Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, and those of you that are watching on the Twitter live stream as well at Shukri Wright, thank you for tuning in as well. As I'm here only until 10 o'clock for about 35 minutes or so. It's the first show of the new year, so happy new year to all of you. The first radio show of 2023. And as always, the number, the call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. Now, typically, I would start the show talking about sports, talking about the latest in, you know, what's going on in Boston sports or even the sports world for that fact of the matter. But because this is the first time I've been on the air since the tragedy that took place on Monday night between the Bengals and the Bills, in which that DeMar Hamlin collapsed on an NFL field during Monday Night Football, that this will be the opportunity to actually talk about my thoughts and feelings about the situation as he is currently in critical condition at a hospital in Cincinnati. First and foremost, even though it's been 3 days, almost 3 days rather, since Hamlin collapsed on the field, I've had a lot of time to think about my thoughts, my emotions, my overall feelings on this matter, on what happened, because it is absolutely unprecedented what took place on an NFL field. It's very much unprecedented what we all witnessed on Monday night. I'm not looking at this from a football point of view. I'm not looking at this from a vaccination point of view. I'm not even going into this whole realm of, you know, conspiracy theories or anything like that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not someone who is well-versed in the medical field, and nor am I going to try to be on the airwaves. That's not my job. That's not what I do. But what I do know is this. I have never been more terrified and scared as a viewer in my life than I was on Monday night. When you see another human being being administered CPR for 9 minutes, you're giving CPR to someone who doesn't have a heartbeat. And if you were watching the game, and if you maybe you saw, you've seen the highlights by now, it's been a couple of days, you could see the look of terror, the look of concern, the look of anguish on the faces of both the Bengals and the Bills players. It was apparent that this was a very serious situation. It was apparent to me that this was far worse than a broken neck or a broken leg or a torn ACL. This was someone who didn't have a heartbeat. who went into cardiac arrest. This was someone that we didn't even know whether he was going to make it or not. Even though he's alive this morning, and I am beyond grateful and beyond hopeful that he can and will make it, he's not out of the woodworks yet. He's still fighting through. And you got to give a lot of credit to all parties that have been involved. I give credit to the Monday Night Football crew of Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, for providing context and updates to the best of their capabilities as well. I give credit to Lisa Salters, who was truly remarkable and did a tremendous job under the most difficult circumstances that you could possibly imagine. To the studio crew, Susie Colbert, Adam Schefter, Boog McFarlane. And then later on in the evening, Scott Van Pelt, and as well as Ryan Clark. I give credit to the folks who did what they could with what they knew at that moment in time. But even though 3 days later, we're still, you know, waiting on as much updates as we possibly can find and hear, and thanks to the power of social media, we're able to find out information in a matter of mere seconds. We're able to know. But I will say that there has been one positive that has come from all of this. And you've seen the amazing humanity that has come from every corner of life. Whether if it's the everyday Joe or, you know, other athletes or just people just simply wanting to help. You saw that Damar Hamlin's foundation rose, at least last time I checked, it was well over $3 million. Well over $3 million for people who simply wanted to contribute to this amazing young man. And, you know, I can't imagine what the family, his parents are feeling, his relatives are feeling. Hamlin is making some progress, which is good news in itself. And I certainly can't even imagine what his teammates are feeling right now. But I do know this. In a time in which that I'll sit here and give you my thoughts or my hot takes, quote unquote, I have no regards or care for hot takes. This is not what this is about. It's about sharing with you my unfiltered thoughts and emotions based on what I saw on Monday night. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to do so on radio. And even this morning, I feel hopeful. I feel positive that he will make it through. But I also understand that there is still a great deal of uncertainty around in terms of what will happen moving forward. We have no idea. But what I do know is this. What I do know is that the power of prayer is real. The power of prayer is absolutely real. I have seen miracles worked by God in my own personal life, and I know prayer works. So with that being said, I want to take a moment and say a prayer for Damar Hamlin right here on the airwaves. And for those of you that are watching on a Twitter feed as well, on my Twitter account at Shukri Writes, that's at @SHUKRIWRIGHTS. Dear God, I ask you to please, through your power and your mercy and your in your capability, which is endless and limitless, cure Damar Hamlin. Cure Damar Hamlin. Give ease to his family and give ease to the entire community at large. Give him the strength. Give him the capability to be able to make it through. Dear God, please, you are the most knowledgeable. You are the most wise. You are the one who heals. You are the one in which that nothing is impossible. All you have to say is kun fayakun, be and it is. I ask you to please help us and give us the strength and the patience to be able to make it through this. Dear God, I ask you to bestow blessings on the family of Damar Hamlin, his Buffalo Bills teammates, the NFL community at large, the sports world at large, and even the world at large. Help us all to not only to come together, but continue to remain united in the hopes that we place firmly in your hands, that you will bring Damar Hamlin through. And everything that you do, you know the reason, you know the you have wisdom behind. And we firmly put our trust in you. We put our tawakkul, our reliance upon you and you alone. I ask you to give good health and good news to Damar Hamlin and his family, and to all of us who are waiting eagerly for news on his recovery, and to bring light to an uncertain path ahead. You are the only one who can perform miracles where it may seem impossible to the human eye, but you are the most capable, you are the most powerful, you are Al-Aziz, you are Malikul Mulk, you are the king of all kings, and you are able to perform miracles in which that none of us can. And we place our trust firmly in you, in you alone. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to step aside for a brief break. But coming up next, we're going to talk about some thoughts regarding as to what's going to happen next in terms of the Patriots Bills, because even that game right now is still up in the air. But the Patriots did return back to practice. The Bills did return back to practice as well with heavy hearts. We're going to talk a little bit about that next. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Look more drugs.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which we started the first segment talking about my thoughts on Damar Hamlin as of this morning. The one thing we do know is that Hamlin does remain in critical condition. There is signs of improvement. This is according to the latest report on NFL.com that was published sometime yesterday afternoon, in which that Bill safety Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition with signs of improvement. We're now about 3 days after suffering cardiac arrest during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bills. And he's still in the ICU right now. And in which that it does now beg an interesting question. And I don't think it's even important to some others. It may be important, but it's not important in the grand scheme of things in comparison to Damar Hamlin, and that is what happens with the Patriots and Bills game this weekend. Because, frankly, I mean, nobody really has any idea as to whether if this game will, in fact, be played like as it should be played. Because as of right now, they're still trying to figure out as to what happens between the Bills and the Bengals game. At this point, you can't even possibly fathom continuing that game. Like, basically, whatever happens, what that game is going to happen. And I would even go as far as to say that at this moment in time, there's two things that the NFL is looking at. First and foremost, the condition of Hamlin, that's number one priority, period. Number two, the Week 18 schedule. Because there was conversation about this yesterday in which that I do think and I do believe that that the important and the pertinent questions were asked and still are being asked, because even right now, there is still an air of uncertainty. There was a column that was written on NFL.com regarding the status of the Bills and Bengals game as to what may happen or what will happen. And I'm going to pull up that article now, and I'm going to pull out a couple of excerpts that will like at least provide some sort of clarity as to what the NFL is thinking or what the plan is moving forward. Because I think that in itself is important, because it will impact, apart from Damar Hamlin, but it will impact the playoff schedule as well. Because, ladies and gentlemen, remember, the NFL playoffs begin on January 14th. So that's in 9 days. This is the final weekend of the regular season. So, at what the NFL is going to do move from here on out, I'm pretty sure it will, in fact, depend on what the NFL chooses to do with the Bills and Bengals game status and whatnot. So, if you have any thoughts on that, call into the show. Or if you have thoughts on Damar Hamlin, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. And if those of you that are watching the live stream on TikTok as well, feel free to share your thoughts, call into the show as well. I'm only on here for just another couple of more minutes as well. So in continuation, as I'm trying to get this article open, it looks like it's taking a little bit too long, but so we're just gonna have to scrap it for right now. So as we were talking about, what happens now in terms of scheduling, in terms of what happens with the Week 18 slate of games, specifically as it pertains to the Patriots and Bills, because it directly impacts the Patriots. They're going up to Buffalo and what is going to be a win and end game for the Patriots. They currently hold the seventh seed in the AFC playoff picture right now. And yes, I have to put this with proper context, but I'm pretty sure for the Patriots, even that is, it's important, but it's not important in comparison to DeMar Hamlin's condition. So there's a lot of questions and unknowns right now as it pertains to what the Patriots are going to do, what the NFL is going to do. I was watching the Zolak and Bertrand show yesterday. They usually find out, specifically Zolak, who is the color analyst of the Patriots Radio Network. They usually find out like the travel plans the Wednesday before the game, whether they're playing on a Saturday or Sunday. And as of yesterday, he didn't have any updates. Maybe he did later in the afternoon, but early on in the day, that wasn't the case. So there's a lot of things that are in the air. I'm not going to sit here and speculate. I'm not going to sit here and try to guess and give out misinformation. I'm not going to do that. All I'm doing right now is going through the information that we do have and that we do know, and what may or may not be the best case scenario moving forward in terms of the NFL, in terms of scheduling, because this is very real right now. Because as I said, this game is truly not important. Not important in the grand scheme of things. While DeMar Hamlin is still fighting for his life right now. So if you have any thoughts on DeMar Hamlin, status of the Patriots-Bills game, you can call into the program 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We're going to take another music break. Coming up next, I'm going to give you my final thoughts on this show. Abbreviated edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'll be here with you tomorrow, full hour from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'll have a lot more thoughts, a lot more organized everything as this morning. It was just a lot going on in terms of DeMar Hamlin, in terms of finding out the latest information, as well as some other things that are going on. But I will have a full hour tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So definitely tune in for that. But for right now, we're going to go on a quick break. When we return, final thoughts right here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I am Dr. Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We got about maybe 6.5 minutes left of the show, but wanted to conclude the show by talking about, just giving my final thoughts on everything that's been going on the last 3 days surrounding Damar Hamlin, in which nothing else really seemed as important. I mean, yes, there were other sports that were going on. The Celtics, they got completely demolished the other night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't even want to talk about that game from Tuesday night. And then the Bruins, they got their game tonight in Los Angeles. It's a late nighter. It's at 10:30 p.m. puck drop, Eastern time, 7:30 in Los Angeles. But as I said, right now, it just seems like that is not as important as paying attention to anything new that may develop as it pertains to Damar Hamlin. Hopefully there'll be more good news today. I hope so. But I just simply wanted to say that this is a reminder that life is just so short. Life is so short that at any given moment, our lives can change in an instant flash. We don't know when that moment may be. But it is important that we try to take advantage of every single waking moment as possible in order to fully capitalize on our potential. It's important that we recognize the opportunities and the blessings that we are given before it is taken away. Because you just don't know. You just never know. Life is just completely unpredictable. No one could have predicted what was going to happen on Monday night. And even this morning, I typically, high energy, high octane. But even then, I admit that the last couple of days I've just been emotionally drained. Tuesday, I remember I was just not in a good place emotionally. I was just struggling with what I saw on Monday night, because I was watching the game. I had the chance to just watch everything that was being discussed, and as well as Twitter, social media, and everything, and just walked away not being able to sleep well that Monday night going into Tuesday. And even though that there has been some signs of improvement, there's still a great deal of concern across the NFL, across the sports world, and the humanity has been shown has been absolutely amazing. Tragedies tend to bring out the best in people. And we were reminded of that again when Damar Hamlin's foundation and people donating over $3 million. The goal was initially $2,500, but that has now quadrupled in the last nearly 72 hours. And that in itself is incredible. And again, I can't say this enough, but my thoughts and prayers are with Damar Hamlin. My thoughts and prayers are with Damar Hamlin's family. My thoughts and prayers are with the entire NFL community, the Buffalo community, the sports world at large. We're all in this together. We're more concerned about a life of a human being than we are about the game. The game will, that'll take care of itself. But hoping and praying for the recovery of Damar Hamlin, that is the number one priority right now. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap up the Chick Corea Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tomorrow, I'll be on from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to turn it over now. We do have another live show coming up in just a matter of seconds. And in fact, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come up to the mic and at least I'll let the listeners know like what show is coming up next.
Well, it's another traveling TARDIS jukebox as the doctor comes in from Tuesday nights to a random moment in time, this time Thursday after Shukri. You know, I pronounced that right or I get it wrong.
You did.
Hey, I'm good every once in a while. All right, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And let's see, it is about time to...